Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After jumping to their highest level in nearly 4 years to start the month, initial filings for unemployment benefits dropped back last week.
Weekly jobless filings are an indicator of the health of the overall job market and surged to 263,000 2 weeks ago. In the latest reading, the figure has fallen back to 231,000. The less volatile four-week moving average finds around 240,000 applications for unemployment benefits every week for the past month.
ABC's Jim Ryan. A key CDC vaccine advisory panel has begun its two-day meeting on childhood vaccines. Health Secretary Robert Kennedy got rid of the entire previous board, replacing many of the members who have been skeptical of vaccines or who have spread misinformation about inoculations. Jimmy Kimmel Live off the air indefinitely, preempted by ABC. FCC Chairman Brendan Carr criticizing Kimmel and the network after Kimmel's comments about the Charlie Kirk shooting. This is ABC News.
For 98Q Country News, I'm Shali Pittman. There's yet another candidate in the race for Democratic governor. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Hong has repped Madison in the state assembly since 2021. She's campaigned on a progressive working class platform, and she referenced that in her first campaign video.
A lot of people in that building don't get why it's so hard to get by right now. Working hard doesn't mean you can always keep up. One wrong step can lay you out flat. This is by design.
Hong is up against State Senator Kelda Royes, who announced she's running Monday. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. Two Republicans have declared their candidacy, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and businessman Bill Berrien. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
For 98Q Country News, I'm Shali Pittman. More news anytime at 98QCountry.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. In the early morning hours of September 14th, the City of Hayward Police Department and the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office conducted a traffic stop in the City of Hayward. The canine from the Lacouture Tribal Police was requested to assist. After a canine alert, a search was conducted and multiple grams of methamphetamine were located. This is Canine Jezzo's first drug find, and the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office would like to highlight his importance to the safety of the community as a whole. This also serves as a reminder of the interagency cooperation in this area to keep the community safe. The Sawyer County Sheriff's Office would like to thank all involved agencies for their assistance in this event. September 27th, from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., it's People for the People's annual recovery picnic. This is a free family event with fun for all ages with food, games, prizes, live entertainment, and more. Once again, this is taking place September 27th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. over at Shell Lake Beach in Shell Lake. Following the assassination of right-wing personality Charlie Kirk, Wisconsin lawmakers are again talking about their safety. Civic Media's Joanne Krulitz reports.
State Senator Howard Markline and Representative Tony Kurtz were on WRCO's morning show with Phil Neath. Kurtz says the rhetoric needs to stop.
I think we do need to dial it down and get back to the basics of actually looking somebody in the eye and talking to them and saying, you know what, I disagree with you, but I still respect you.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss remains confident in security arrangements at the Capitol in Madison. Voss noted that Kirk was killed in a public place, and Minnesota state lawmaker Melissa Hortman and her husband were killed in their home. Voss said the reality is that most political violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building. Markline says the Wisconsin state capitol is probably one of the most open state capitals in the country. He added he likes the openness.
This is the people's capital. It's not mine, and it's not Tony Kurtz's. It's the people. So they ought to be able to, you know, come in and stuff. I hope we don't have to get down to a point where we're just locked down.
Other than a brief period following the 9/11 attacks, the public has always had unrestricted access to the Wisconsin Capitol.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers over the Angels. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-2 win over the Angels. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff with his 10th win of the season has the freedom to decide when he's ready to play. Why? Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I trust him. I trust him emphatically. What this guy has been through on the mound and the way he operates, he knows what he's doing. It's underrated for this team this year, what he's done. What is our record since Woody started with us? That's something else. And I'll tell you, the pitching coaches have done a great job with him.
NFL, the Packers in Cleveland on Sunday. I asked Packers quarterback Jordan Love why the Browns' Myles Garrett is so highly regarded.
You know, he's one of those guys that can wreck a game for an offense, so definitely always got to know where he's at.
After Myles, what stands out on how the Browns' defense performed against the Bengals and the Ravens?
Man, I think they're just a really sound defense. You know, I think watching film, you know, they don't do a whole lot of crazy coverages. You know, they're pretty set in what they want to run. One of those defenses where it's like, hey, we're going to run this, and you guys got to come out and find ways to stop it.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and cooler today with isolated storms around and highs in the low 70s. Rain chances continue tonight, a low in the mid-50s. More storms around Friday, high upper 60s. Rain chances continue into the weekend. Right now it's 61. 98 Q Country.
Katie's sitting on a low front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one-horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat-up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Katie and Tommy at the drive-in movie, parked in the very last row. They're too busy holding on to one another to even care about the show. Later on outside the Tasty Freeze, Tommy slips something on her head. He says, my high school ring will have to.
Sneaking up the wall, he says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in, says, don't lose your temper.
Trisha Yearwood, She's in Love with the Boy, kicking off the 9 o'clock hour. Gray here with you for the last hour, covering for Joel this morning on the 98Q Morning Show. Joel will be back tomorrow, and I'll be back where I belong on Trail Mix. But for now, I've had to shuffle things around a little bit. Don't worry, every hour still starts with five in a row, and Billy Currington is who you hear creeping up behind me. But instead of, well, what you might normally hear in the 9 o'clock hour, this is going to be when we chat football today. Naturally, I've got plenty of it. I also want to give you an update on what Snapchat has become since I broke up with it. It's trying some weird things to win me back, and I think you might want to know about it, especially if your kids use the app. First, let's finish this five in a row. Here's Billy Currington on 98Q.
Hey girl, what's your name, girl? I've been looking at you and every guy here's doing the same, girl. It'd be a shame, girl, if I let you just walk on by. 'Cause I'm all caught up in your sweet smile. Girl like you comes around once in a while. So hot, gotta give it a shot. Gotta get a little bit of what you got. I know you don't know me, but I can't leave here lonely knowing I didn't even try to make you mine. And you might think I'm crazy, girl, but who could blame me? You're looking so fine, got me all tongue-tied, and the only line I can think to say is, hey girl, what you think, girl? You look a little thirsty, let me go get you something to drink, girl. Before you blink, girl, I'll be right back by your side. And if you want, we can roll out. I know my way around this town. I got a shotgun seat for you. You can tell me where it is you wanna take off to. What you say, girl, about you and me getting away, girl?
Country artists with a local twist. Joel Karnick in the morning, Mike McKay in the midday, and the drive home with Greg Anderson. Hometown Radio refreshed with 98Q Country.
I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do?
And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu. And I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said, I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't. And I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition. And I went three times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. And I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity. Think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. And I love deeper, like you were dying, to live 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 like you were dying.
Chasing tequila with high noon. Don't know how long she's been moving on. Maybe 5 weeks or 5 minutes, but it can't be too long. And we did that what's your name thing. Where you from and what's your favorite drink? She said, shut up, come and dance with me. And now she's singing, girls just wanna have fun at the top of her lungs. Don't even know she about to wreck someone. And boys, I'm in trouble now. Ain't even trying to get out. So come on, baby, take me down, 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 yeah. Don't know what happened tonight. Don't know what happened last week. Don't know what happened to her. But she about to happen to me. She about to happen to me. She'll probably be the one that got away. Right now I'm taking every second I can take. So we keep talking and we keep drinking. Oh, and I keep falling, and she keeps on singing, girls, just wanna have fun at the top of her lungs. Don't even know she about to wreck someone. And boy, I'm in trouble now, ain't even trying to get out. So come on, baby, take me down, 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 yeah. Don't know what happened tonight, don't know what happened last week, don't know what happened to her, but she about to happen.
Brewers Baseball, 98Q Country.
Just the other night, at a hometown football game, my wife and I ran into my old high school flame. And as I introduced them, the past came back to me, and I couldn't help but think of the way things used to be. She was the one that I'd wanted for all times, and each night I'd spend praying that God would make her mine. And if He'd only grant me this wish I wished back then, I'd never ask for anything again. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, that just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayer. She wasn't quite the angel that I remembered in my dreams, and I could tell the time changed me in her eyes too, it seemed. We tried to talk about the old days, there wasn't much we could recall. I guess the Lord knows what He's doing after all. And as she walked away, well, I looked at my wife, and then and there I thanked the good Lord for the gifts in my life. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, and just because he may not answer doesn't mean he don't care. 'Cause some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are all too often unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayer.
Garth Brooks, Unanswered Prayers on 98Q Country. A couple months ago, I started disconnecting from social media, and that's what I want to chat with you in the first half of the hour today. I basically got fed up with the environment of social media, with the thought processes, and I really, really didn't like catching myself doing that doom scrolling thing. Seriously, every app allows and really encourages doom scrolling now, so I started turning them off. Not deleting my profiles necessarily, but just stopped using them. The only one that I really still use at all is Snapchat, which basically now is my only window into that online world where I used to spend quite a bit of time. And let me tell you, wow, this is only my personal opinion, but Snapchat is a dumpster fire. I couldn't say that loudly enough. Here's a thought experiment. Imagine a system where suggestions for what you see are based off of what other people watch and what those other people like. I know that sounds pretty familiar, but bear with me. There's a point to this. This system also gives people a basic reward based on their popularity, so that the more views they get, the more rewards they get. To put it simply, people want to be seen as much as possible. Also, this system is physically organized, maybe like a strip mall or even like a discount movie bin where you can walk by or rifle through the various choices, catch a glimpse or snapshot through the store window or on that DVD cover, and from that decide if you want more based on the little preview. What do you think would rise to the top in such a system? Well, frankly, it's pretty easy to guess. Sex is at the top of the list. Violence is probably there. Politics and outrage, definitely. Okay, well, let's forbid those. What if sex, violence, and politics were forbidden from the system? Then what rises to the top, determined by popularity? Here's the fun part. The answer is still sex, violence, and politics, just with disguises and some weird ones, too. Like, get ready with me. It's a fun little concept if you haven't heard of it. It's almost like I've got a friend to talk to and watch as they prepare for the day. It might just be a series of images like, hey, here's me before my makeup, here's me with my makeup on, and here's the outfit for the day. But in some cases, why do I need to see a picture of you in your underwear halfway through the process? Like, I know that's a step, but what is this really for? And that's just the beginning. Yes, really, those are out there. Just a random shot of me in my underwear, and I'm pretending it's just something, a normal thing I would show you? Come on, really? The worst ones, though, they might be an entire category of videos that hook you in simply by being gross or by scaring you in some gross way with the human body. I'll give you examples in just a minute, but remember, you get a tiny preview of each of these videos. So does everybody else, though. Yours is part of a pile of previews, and you have to stand out, so how do you do that? Well, what if I took my picture, and I photoshopped a pimple on my cheek, and then I zoomed it in so that it was so big that it looked like it was bigger than my nose? You might just think, wow, I need to see that. Or how about a picture of the roof of my mouth, but let's photoshop a perfect black circle into the center of it so it looks like there's a hole up through my brain. Little photo editing didn't hurt anybody, right? You might just be curious enough to want to know if that's real. Now, what's the harm in that kind of bait and switch? Maybe nothing. But here's a question. Is maybe good enough? Especially if your kids are on the app. I mean, some of these are just garbage, too, especially once you open them. Imagine an hour-long video. Seriously, an hour, but it's actually just made up of 20-second clips. Here's a quick look at cutting foam with a hot knife. That's kind of satisfying. Now we're making bricks in a mold. Ooh, that's sort of satisfying too. All designed to keep you just interested enough to put up with the ads in between. Now, here's my question. What else do these videos do to us? Second question, do we even know? So that's my Snapchat update today. A couple months after breaking up with it, it looks like an alien planet to me now, and the disgusting practices that keep it afloat in some ways stand out more than ever. Now, I'm not accusing Snapchat or any of its users of anything in particular, but what's the likelihood Snapchat doesn't know that people spend all of their time walking right along the fine line of the rules? Forgive me. It suddenly just struck me how much it bothers me, some of this. But regardless, you'll have to decide for yourself. The final note, Snapchat has also determined that I'm not using it because I must not be from America. I don't know how it came to that conclusion, but it started cycling through different countries to show me things from. Apparently, it thinks I'm from Oman or maybe Saudi Arabia right now. Long story short, Snapchat was not what I thought it was, and it wasn't what I thought it was even when I started to learn. I still am not sure I know what it was or what it is, and I'm wondering if many of us do. One thing I'm sure of, though, is that the answers matter. That's what Snapchat looks like if you leave it for a couple months. What does Snapchat look like on your kid's phone today? And that might just be what this is. This is just me growing up in real time. You know, I was the target audience for Snapchat when it was invented. I was 18 in 2012. So I was the target audience. I was the group of kids who was told not to believe everything we see on the internet. And now I have to go and look at that same generation who told me that, because the lies are aimed at them now. And it's easier than ever to just click share and to only see things you agree with. That's maybe my whole point. Do we know what social media is actually doing to us? And if we don't, why aren't we asking the question? And how involved is money? It's always money. Check the weather up next on 98Q from the Aspirus Health Studios in Park Falls.
98Q Country.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug-to-driving, and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Has selling your property been on your mind? Work with United Country Real Estate, the most innovative rural real estate brokerage in the country. For 100 years, United Country has been the leader in land, waterfront, and rural property sales. When it comes to selling your northern Wisconsin home, land, or business, leverage our local expertise and United Country's 100 years of national marketing innovation to guarantee broader exposure for your property. Connect with Matt Schultz on Facebook at United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Properties or by visiting ucnorthernwisconsin.com.
Northwoods Community Credit Union is a financial institution that has been helping families since 1953, offering competitive loan rates, mobile banking, online bill pay, remote deposit, savings incentives for your children. The list goes on. Hi, I'm Sally. That is some serious trust you have put in the hands of our experienced financial team since 1953. Today, I invite you to stop in and inquire about our services and put your financial needs in the hands of a trusted financial institution. So tomorrow, you will be at ease knowing Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland has put you, the member, first. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and cooler today with isolated storms around and highs in the low 70s. Rain chances continue tonight, a low in the mid-50s. More storms around Friday, high upper 60s. Rain chances continue into the weekend. Right now it's 61.
98Q Country.
What do you know? Gray found something to rant about today. Also, birds fly and fish swim and other non-news later, perhaps. First, three country songs before I've got to give you a proper goodbye for the day. This is Save Me, and you're listening to 98Q Country.
Somebody save me, me from myself. Has been so long living in hell. They say my lifestyle is bad for my health. It's the only thing that seems to help. All of this drinking and smoking is hopeless, but feel like it's all that I need. Something inside of me's broken. I hold on to anything that sets me free. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life has shattered my hopes and my dreams. I'm a lost cause. Don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life has shattered my hopes and my dreams.
Was missing the moon. There were no shooting stars to use wishing on you. And all of my sorrows, I just washed them down. It's the only peace I've ever found.
Smoking is hopeless, but feel like it's all that I need. Something inside of me's broken. I hold on to anything that sets me free.
Life is shattered, my hopes and my dreams.
That's hot.
Now scanning the country music playlist.
I feel like a
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. There's no hurry, don't you worry. We can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind. Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. Never loved nobody the way that I love you. We're alone now. You don't know how long I've wanted to. Lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man.
Josh Turner with Your Man on 98Q Country. Gray here, and it is the end of today's morning show. I can't believe it. It's flown by. I'll say it truly, though. Covering for Joel goes faster each and every time, and I begin to see how he has so much fun. Before I leave you today, I've got to chat football to some degree, so let's briefly take a look at tonight's matchup. Thursday Night Football. Maybe it's because of Amazon Prime, maybe not, but Thursday Night Football might be a game you're okay missing one way or the other. It might also actually be a game of David and Goliath, though. A little bit of trap game in the air as the Bills sit undefeated atop their division and the Dolphins sit winless at the bottom of it. Josh Allen's continued the MVP pace from last season. The Dolphins are winless and looking worse with every press conference. Kicking them, by the way, is in style right now, but that's not the only reason I'm going to hold off. The main reason is that the Dolphins get paid too, as they say. Honestly, if both Tua and head coach Mike McDaniel are having a good day, they're capable of giving the Bills a hard time. A lot of the offensive principles that McDaniel employs rely on scheming guys open, followed by anticipation throws from Tua. But both sides of the sword have been pretty dull so far this year. Don't let that trick you into thinking it'll stay that way. Defenses so far have adapted to the scheme tricks that got Tyreek open, and Tua has proven that improv makes him panic, which makes the Bills an especially big challenge. But again, have you ever woken up and just known that you had it that day? If not, you might not know what I'm talking about, but there's been a couple times in my life that I might just call waking up on the right side of the bed. It's different from being in a good mood, though. You wake up knowing that you control the outcome of the day, combined with a good mood. It's a good feeling. And if the Dolphins wake up that way today, don't forget, they've seen more of the Bills than almost anyone. It's a divisional game. And how many times did the Bears or Vikings pull a sneaky win over those Rodgers-era Packers? I say Rodgers-era because that was back when the Packers won the division almost every year. Except for those years Mike Zimmer and the Vikings figured us out because they know us better than everybody. Those kinds of underdog wins happen. It's what I'm hoping for tonight to keep things entertaining, but if it's a blowout, I'll pause every play, run it back like game film, and try to at least spot the reasons why before Collinsworth or Fitzpatrick tells me that Tyreek didn't get open on that play. And frankly, it's usually as simple as there's two safeties deep instead of one, and they're doubling Tyreek for that exact purpose. Will Tua panic when he has to improv? Find out on Amazon Prime, Thursday Night Football. One way or the other, though, that's it for me today from the Aspirus Health Studios here in Park Falls, broadcasting live, covering for Joel. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people at Aspirus Health better begins with knowing you and your health needs. At 98Q, radio begins with country music and news every hour. I'm Gray. We're 98Q Country. You are my favorite people. Please stay tuned. You'll see Joel here tomorrow.
98Q Country.
Lynn Stunkel, owner and complete rain gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
Looking to tackle a build or remodel this fall? Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is your complete building and hardware store. Gear up for the season by freshening walls with Hallman Lindsay paint or protecting your deck with PPG and flood stains. From lumber to paint, doors, windows, kitchen remodels, and tools, their experienced staff is ready to help you score big on your next project. Ron Ernst Lumber, family owned since 1971. Build strong from kickoff to the final whistle.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Molloy is back, and this one is good again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives here on your local Civic Media radio station, 98Q Country.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Drexler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use VolunteerWisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
98Q Country.
Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, sliding over my way, I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name.
Q Country.
A high roller, even when the chips are down. To win her over, I'd see the tables turn around. She's been the hard way. It in my bones. She'll be making my day, not another night alone. Well, it's time for a windfall, not a single minute too soon. I've been too long overdue, now I'm gonna shoot the moon. I bet it all on good, run a bad luck, 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Lucky a lady, and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. Thank you.
to the table, and I've lost it all before. I'm willing and able, always coming back for more. Squeezing out a thin dime till there's no one hanging on my arm. I've gambled on the third time, a fool will tell you it's a charm. If I'm betting on a loser, I'm gonna have a devil to pay. But it's the only game I know to play, it doesn't matter anyway. I did it all on good, run a bad luck, 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Luck be a lady and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. I did it all on good, run a bad luck, 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Luck be a lady and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump telling reporters in England that Russian leader Vladimir Putin really let him down over his efforts to end the war in Ukraine. The president holding a news conference alongside British Prime Minister Keir Starmer this morning. Jimmy Kimmel Live has been preempted indefinitely. Overnight, ABC pulling the late-night talk show host off the air hours after a threat from the head of the Federal Communications Commission. FCC head Brendan Carr called for Kimmel's suspension over comments earlier this week on Jimmy Kimmel Live about conservative influencer Charlie Kirk's death. Two of the largest television station owners, Nexstar and Sinclair, had threatened to run something besides Kimmel. ABC pulling the plug. The president called the preemption great news for America. Disney is the parent company of ABC News and ABC. Number of people applying for unemployment benefits